Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are just going to get right into it. First off, I want to tell you that I have your favorite co-host back with me tonight. Mr. Matt Rainey is in the house. Matt, how are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Good to be here.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. And be here is going to be an interesting phrase we can use in a couple of weeks, right?
Say that again? What phrase?
Be here. When you said happy to be here.
Yes, that's right.
So we won't tell anybody what's going on. We'll just surprise them with something special.
How about that? That works.
So, all right. Why don't we do what we normally do when we first get on? Let's talk about what's been going on. How's life?
Life. Well, it's summertime, so it's kind of
boring.
I won't say that. It's not as hectic.
Oh.
There's no all the school and extracurricular stuff.
Oh, you're not being
going on.
You're not doing the van service over the summer?
Right. Although it just started because we did tonight, starting tonight.
Of course. Your kids aren't playing travel ball and all that stuff?
No, it's July and it's already starting.
Okay.
It's different. So I can stay up later. I can get up later. I actually end up working more because I don't leave at 5 to go do all the nighttime duties. So sometimes I end up working until 6, 7, and then I come home and I might do some stuff remotely because I'm here. So it's different. But I can have a drink at home.
Oh,
remotely.
There you go.
So it's just different. It's still busy. And of course, people are on vacation. And I have to cover all that. So it's hectic. It's busy. It's just different, but not bad.
All right.
And I get my vacation soon, thankfully.
So let me ask, how was your weather last week? You guys had a little bit of a scare, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a scare. They were really, I guess the way the system worked, it could have dumped a bunch of rain on us or nothing, because we had a flood. Remember, 3 years ago, my office had 3 feet of water in
right.
it. And.
Is that somebody calling you?
What is that?
I don't know. What are you doing? People in Plantation flooded 911 after. Did you click on the link?
I did not. Has the link open, but something must have auto-played. I have it closed. Okay, so my office flooded. We had 3 feet of water, and they were telling us that the flood was going to be equivalent to that. So we had to empty our office. My office was gutted of everything. I took everything out that I could, all my stuff. I got rid of all the client stuff. I said, come pick up your stuff. We delivered what we could. And we were just prepared to flood again. So that didn't happen.
And just so everybody knows, we are talking about Barry, which was a tropical storm that was supposed to be a hurricane or could have been a hurricane. I don't even remember what it actually did.
It was a hurricane very, very shortly.
Okay.
But we did get some rain. Of course, they called for rain. I think it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It rained Saturday night where I am. I didn't lose any power. I didn't. My DirecTV signal was only interrupted shortly. So that's how I tell you. It wasn't bad. It was a big scare. But luckily, it didn't happen the way they said it was going to happen.
Okay. And you know, tonight I should actually be prepping for storm number 3.
Yeah, I saw that. I was hoping it wasn't going to affect me, and I don't think it will.
It shouldn't. I mean, I've already done my tracking and it should be north, well north of us by 2 a.m. And it's only a tropical depression. And once it passes us, I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, I'll be in the Florida Keys. I think I get there on a Saturday, and it's supposed to come up along the coast, Tuesday or something. I think I'll be far enough away in the Keys.
Yeah, this will be long gone by then.
I should be good.
Long gone.
So how have you been?
I've been good. I have been good. I have been busy as well, and a lot of family stuff too. You know, I had a couple of trips, and we'll be taking a few more trips here. I actually got a trip, next week, and then the conference in September, and then another trip in November. I just got a call. Somebody wants me to go do an event in October. So I'm going to be busy. I still have a client that's trying to move.
Are these all business trips mostly?
They're 50-50.
Yeah, my traveling's coming up shortly. I'll be out for, the longest I've ever been out from work.
2 weeks?
17 days.
17 days.
Then I come back for a week. Then I'm gone for a week. Then I come back from that. And then, two or 3 weeks later is a conference.
Right.
So I've been doing a lot of traveling the next couple of months.
So let me ask this. So it was about a year ago that your advisory, supervisory duties were supposed to change and you were supposed to delegate more responsibility to your techs and make them more accountable. So have you got all that squared away so that you could take these 17 days of vacation?
I can take the 17 days of vacation. That is not where I would like it to be, but that's just because we're too busy. So somebody's going to have to fill the void while I'm gone, or it'll have to wait till I get back, which is either way. I don't care for those 17 days.
So is this the type of 17-day vacation where you could do some remote work, or are you going to do absolutely nothing?
Most likely absolutely nothing.
All right. All righty then.
Because, you know why? Because when other people are on vacation, they do absolutely nothing. So I'm just treating my vacation the same way.
Sweet. Absolutely sweet. All right. So why don't we do this? Both of us have a story that we're going to bring, and then I'd like to address some email, which I think is always nicer to do when you're here. So we'll go through some email. Obviously, I didn't prep you on the email, so it's not that serious. Don't panic.
Good. I mean, I envision a whole stack of emails here that could take hours to go through.
There is a stack, actually. So let me start with my story first, because it's probably going to be shorter and not as nice as your story. I'll give you time to flesh your story out. And then we can come back to the emails and we'll do that. So I had sent you a link earlier because one of the things that I wanted to talk about, now the story itself is not tech related, but the way that the story unfolded after the fact could be used as a tech related story. Many of you probably did not hear. Well, I'm sure somebody heard. But the city of Fort Lauderdale had a major crisis late Thursday. A FPL subcontractor was doing some unpermitted work in the city of Fort Lauderdale. And to be honest, not very far from my office. I mean, we're literally talking maybe five blocks near the executive airport. That worker busted. And that's not the word that they used, but that's the word I'm going to use because in order to describe to you what happened, dude busted a 42-inch main water line coming into the city. So if many of you can imagine the state of Florida, everybody just assumes the whole state is sea level, but it's not. A lot of our water comes from the center and upper part of the state. It actually flows down from Lake Okeechobee. There are some water wells they call fields where the water flows into the city of Fort Lauderdale, and it literally all comes through this 42-inch cement pipe. So he busted that up. And for 24 to 48 hours, Fort Lauderdale thought it was not going to have any water. So, you know, emails and emergency alerts went out saying, you know, conserve water, use water only if necessary. Don't drink tap water because you're going to have to boil it if you want to survive because of bacteria. And businesses actually had to shut down Friday. No, I'm sorry, Thursday. Thursday even they shut down. The reason that they had to shut down is a lot of the air conditioning systems here obviously are powered by water. And if you've got an office building, many floors have to be air conditioned. And I'm sorry, Stanley was here last weekend, and you know, something like the sand being too hot for him to walk down to the water on the beach. A lot of people can't work inside with no air conditioning. So I had three businesses that shut down, and it was just literally mayhem for a couple of days. Now, what we found out after the fact was not only was the work that they were doing, I shouldn't say that the subcontractor themselves, they were... No, I'm sorry. So I said an FPL contractor, but it was a subcontractor for FPL. That subcontractor was not properly licensed. The license that they were using belonged to somebody else. The work that they were doing was unpermitted work, which was a special arrangement between the city of Fort Lauderdale and FPL that sometimes they can do work that is not permitted. That way, work can actually get done instead of being held up by the permitting process. So there were a lot of red flags going into this, as we can see. And not only did they just simply bust the 42-inch pipe, but apparently, I know that people were probably asking, well, is there only one pipe that brings water into Fort Lauderdale? No, there actually is a backup pipe for Fort Lauderdale, but the backup failed. And there was an article that literally came out saying Fort Lauderdale water plant kept together by spit and chewing gum. And literally talked about the fact that the backup system was built in 1954, was falling apart, and basically had never been tested. So here we are with the first major test, and it failed miserably.
So an unplanned test.
An unplanned test, yes.
Well, look, he did the city a favor. He's testing their backup.
Yes, kind of the way you test backups, right?
you wait for the emergency, and then you say, now's a good time to test it.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't work? Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah. So, of course, I use this as a teachable moment for my clients that... You know, always wonder, you know, why do we have to test the backup? Now, granted, most of them aren't going to consider their situation the same as they consider not having water for 24 to 48 hours because the water plant failed. But it is simply something to say, look, you've got to test your backup systems.
Yeah, the water plant failed. Your server can fail. It's the same thing. Something fails and you have to use your backup.
Yep. And we're not going to do unpermitted work with unlicensed subcontractors. So people that want to ask why I do things a certain way, why I have contracts in place, and why I make them sign scope of work contracts before we do stuff, these are reasons why. Because things can go wrong.
But they do this specifically to get around all the permitting.
Well, apparently, yes. FPL, you know. Heavy hitters, you know, they got lots of money. I mean, FPL is the reason we can't put solar panels on our roofs. I mean, let me rephrase
you
that.
Cannot.
Let me you rephrase cannot. That. We can if we go through the FPL subsidized program.
Could go to California where they're making you put solar panels on your house.
I wish they would make us do it. But FPL is the one putting FPL or solar farms out in the middle of the state. There's hundreds of thousands of solar panels here in the state, but they belong to FPL. So,
wow.
Not a great tech story, but just something that a teachable moment for my clients about testing backups.
Well, again, right. So that can be used in anything, because even something not so drastic, if you look at the tech, the server failing. I have clients all the time. One workstation fails, and to them, it's the end of the world. Well, now Mary can't work. Well, that's because you have 15 people in the office, and you don't even have one spare computer.
Right.
Because you don't even want to have that one spare computer.
Yep. It was funny, too, because one of the actual things that came up, so I've got one client that they sent everybody home, and they were like, we can't even work from home. And they're like, so what would happen if, you know, this were a real emergency? I'm like, okay, this is what we talk about every year. We talk about this. If a hurricane comes through, you know, having a business continuity planning, having your stuff in a cloud that is somewhere other than Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, but in the sense that the clients that I had that did shut down, the people that needed to work could work because we didn't actually shut anything down. We didn't shut off electricity or anything. So they just didn't want to, you know, sweat in the office. So some of them went and sweated at home, but they could remote in and they could work. And, but some of them actually thought about, oh, what if this had been a real emergency? Well, we've got a plan for that. So, you know, let's set up a meeting and talk about it and have you start setting some money aside.
So I got those calls before Barry.
Ah, yes.
And they want to move to the cloud. Can we move to the cloud? Absolutely. We can start looking at the options next week. Oh, no, Barry's coming. You're right. That's why we can start looking next week, because it's probably supposed to be tomorrow, and you're not going to migrate everything to the cloud today. That's not going to happen. So of all the people that wanted to move to the cloud before Barry, what, 2 weeks ago? How many do you think want to move to the cloud right now?
Oh, well, we don't need to now.
Right now, right. They don't need to now. Zero. Zero.
Yep. It's the same approach that we use to tell people, when can you buy insurance? Not when the hurricane is announced and is coming. You have to get it before. Nobody will insure you while the hurricane is happening.
And of course, funny when they say, can we shut down our server? There's two offices. There's one that's in the port, which floods a lot. The other one's kind of where I live. They said, well, can we take this server and bring it to our house and we can all work remotely still? No, it doesn't work like that. Does your house have a good internet connection, a static IP? No. Well, then no. I mean, they're coming up with all these harebrained things.
Yeah.
The day before the storm is supposed to hit. And after it hits, they don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay. I'm not worried about it because I'm really too busy. If they want to call me back, be happy to discuss it.
Hmm. Yes. I have these stories every single, and you probably them too. Every year.
Anybody that's down here that has hurricanes, they get the calls. And of course, it's like we can just say, oh, okay, let's close our eyes, open them. Now you're in the cloud. How's it feel?
Poof. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn on the cloud switch on your network.
Yeah. All right. They don't get it. And they say, well, wait, is my email going to work? My server shut down? Because this is one that had an on-premise Exchange server. I said, no. Nothing will work if you shut your server down and bring it to your house. What about QuickBooks? Okay. QuickBooks is part of everything you do. So anything you ask me, the answer is going to be no, it doesn't work. What about payroll? Do you payroll through QuickBooks? Yes. Then no. I mean, they kept asking me ridiculous questions. Is it going to work? No. Can the accountant connect remotely and work on it? Nobody can connect. It's going to be at your house turned off. How do you think they're going to connect to it?
It's like the kid that just keeps asking questions until you finally say yes. Mommy, Matt, Rainey.
Oh God. Yeah, it's funny. And it's just, there's no answers when they call that late. So, but that's just how users are. They're not computer people.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist.
So right. I've got, it might be a long story.
That's why I wanted to go first.
And to quote George Costanza, this story is not embellished because it needs no embellishment. Okay. I'm going to try and go through a lot of the stuff that happened in this job. And some of it's not believable.
Do I need a hot tea?
Okay. And what's worse is it's not over. So I can't give you any, I can't even give you the how it's going to end. I can get you to this point. And I've mentioned it before. I'm going to give a quick background.
Okay.
Quick background. Okay. So I get a call from the client mid-March. And he says, hey, you know, we're getting a new building ready. We want you to come take a look at it, see what needs to be done, see what we're missing. When can you come? I said, well, I can come now, but I just have one question. What's that? What new building? He said, what? Nobody called you? I said, prior to this, no. We've been doing this building for like 6 months. Okay. So first I'm hearing about it. So I'll come meet with you and we'll look at it. So I go out there, contractor's there, project manager who works for the company that's moving is there. He's a company employee. He's been assigned this task to oversee moving to the new building.
He's the GC.
Yeah. So I walk in and there's jackhammers. They're jackhammering up concrete everywhere. There's no walls in place. There's no floors in place. It's like they're gutting the building. And in fact, they're gutting it more because they're jackhammering up concrete. So he says, well, we wanted to get with you to see what we need to do. I'm like, okay, so let's take a walk. I said, first of all, first thing I'm noticing is there's no network cables anywhere. What do you mean? I said, look in this room. Do you see any network? I don't even see any jacks of any kind. So the whole building has no two stories. And just so you know, it's a structure that had been added on to many times. So the original structure was there. Then they added on, let's say, the back or the middle, what it is now. And that's all exterior walls. Then they added on the back. That's exterior walls. So you got like different building, different components. So everything's exterior walls almost.
Okay.
Then they added on a second floor. That's all separate. Okay. I said, okay, so there's no network cables anywhere in the building. I said, so let's walk around and see where you're going to put what. So he gets the floor plan for the building. He has no idea where anyone's going. He doesn't know who's going to be in what office. At this point, he doesn't even know what's going to be offices. He just knows there's room here.
Okay.
I said, okay. So if you don't know, the contractor says there's no drop ceilings, there's no attic entry, there's nothing. So it's self-contained rooms almost everywhere. So we go, I said, since we don't know, we're going to put drops everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, if it's a big room, we'll put a drop, you know, one outlet on each wall. And each outlet is going to have one voice, two data. So three jacks and one wall jack on every wall if we have to, because they don't know where they want to put their desk. They don't know if it's going to be two people in there, three people in there. They can't tell me anything. So I said, okay, well, we're just going to sprinkle jacks everywhere, because we're not, from what I'm hearing, we're not going to be able to run cables later. So we go everywhere. Okay, great. We got all that. We got the access point plan. We got the all these other stuff planned. I said, now electrical. What do you mean electrical? I said, well, we have network jack right here. Do you see an electrical outlet anywhere on the wall? No. The computers need power. So not only did the rooms not have electrical outlets, most of them didn't even have, networked cables. Most of them didn't have electrical outlets. Now, how they did notice this the past 6 months, I'm not sure. So we had to go around and say, everywhere we have a jack, you need electrical. So we got that labeled. Then I said, where do you want to put the server? We found the place to put the server. I said, okay, this room is fine. I said, but there's no AC vent in here. I want an AC vent in here, and I want dedicated power for this room. Okay, they wrote it down. We got it. It's the contractor with me too, and the project manager.
Okay.
I said, what's your timeline to move in? 2 weeks. I said, two weeks?
2 weeks.
I said, you know that's impossible. What do you mean? I said, there's no way you're going to wire this whole building for electrical, all the voice, all the data. You're jackhammering up concrete over here. What are you, 2 weeks? He says, Woody, what do you think? I'm like, I'm not a contractor, but I'm saying a few months at least. Oh, no, we need to be in here. I said, well, that's up to your contractor. So then he says, were you going to run the cables? I said, I'm not running these cables. I said, I can help you find somebody to run the cables, but I'm not running these cables. We don't run, first of all, it's just too big of a job, and you want it done now. So we'll find somebody to run the cables. Anyway, they find somebody to run the cables. I go out there and meet with that guy and the project manager and the contractor. So we're on the same page. I said, look, I don't care how you run these cables, because I know it's going to be a mess. I said, but if you need to have 2 points, you know, switch location downstairs, switch upstairs, that's fine. I said, just make sure we have a cable or fiber connecting the switches for the backbone.
Okay. All right. So two floors. You didn't say how many rooms, but how many people approximately are we talking about?
Well, I can tell you it was 120-something drops.
Okay.
So he says, great, we'll do it. I said, okay, so just so we're clear, here's the map. I said, where do you plan on putting the downs? He couldn't even, the guy running the cables couldn't even tell me where he was going to run the cables to, because he said, we have to take walls out to see where we can get. I said, that's fine. I said, just let me know.
Okay, sorry. So there are no plans. Like, there's no e-sheet for you to look at.
Oh, that was a floor plan.
Okay.
It wasn't even a good one. So that's what the guy running the cables has. He's supposed to figure out how to run the cables.
All right.
So I didn't hear back from anybody. And it's now like a month or two later. And I just drive around. I stop by one day and I see where he's got the cables going to. Nothing's terminated, but I see where they're going. So I call him and I say, okay, well, you were supposed to let me know when you had a plan. And this is a project manager and the guy running the cables. But nobody got with me. Let me know what the plan is. I said, I see what you're doing. You're running the cables here. You're running the cables here. I said, so we need to discuss who's supplying what. Are you going to put a wall mount rack up there? Because they had that like 12 feet high where they were terminated in the downstairs area. Are you going to put a wall rack up there that we can mount switches in? He says, yeah. So we'll provide the racks, he said, upstairs and downstairs. Okay. I said, I'll bring the switches. I see you're running fiber. So we'll get the GBIX. You just need to do the fiber and put the fiber patch cables and you'll plug them into our GBIC. He said, okay. I said, so you are going to finish running and you're going to terminate, test, and label, right? Yes. I said, okay, good. I told the guy. give me some heads up, because I'd like to come randomly test some of these cables after he runs them. No call. I'm driving around town again, and I just happen to be like 2 minutes from his office when he emails me, "Hey, can you come by? We want to move in a week." It's July 3rd. I'm like, "Well, look, I could be there in 2 minutes." So I go over there. The product manager is there and the contractor.
Okay.
It's July 3rd, day before holiday. And July 4th is a Thursday. So I remember that. July 4th is a Thursday. So I go over there and he said, remember, he wants to move in a week.
Right.
Okay. I walk in. There's still contractors everywhere doing work. Nothing's terminated. Nothing's labeled. The fiber is not terminated. I mean, the wall mount rack and the racks they're supposed to order aren't there. And like, what do you mean you want to move in a week? I said, the painter's still painting. The painter told me he was done. It's like, he's done. He just told me he'd be done in 4 days. Cause he just told me. I asked him. I said, "What are y'all doing?" He said, "Oh, we're priming." I said, "This is prime, not painted." The painter just told me 4 days. And then the guy who's running the cables comes in. And I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Where are the racks you're supposed to get?" "Oh, they're on order." "When are they coming in?" He said, "I don't know." "You don't know." "Okay, great." So I tell the project manager, "You're not moving in a week. You're not. First of all, you never even gave me a count on how many drops were actually being run. So I didn't even order switches yet." I said, "I'll get the switches ordered, but it'll be a few days before it comes in. Plus, it's a holiday." So anyway, I said, "This is the cable, the guy running the cable. I'll call it Company A because we introduce Company B shortly." Company A says, "Yes, I'm waiting for the painter to finish because the painter told me he'd be 3 or 4 days. We just finished taping up all of our boxes. So, you know, he shoved the cable in the box and taped it up so that we can get paint all over them."
Right.
I said, "Okay." So I said, "The painter's 3 or 4 days. This is Wednesday. That puts a painter being done maybe Saturday. That means you'll come in Monday and Tuesday and terminate and test." I said, "Maybe 2 weeks you'll be in." I told the guy, "Maybe 2 weeks. He said, "Oh, well, the ISP is set to move us next week." I said, "Well, you better call him and postpone that because you ain't going to be here in a week." I said, "If you're lucky, it's 2 weeks." And it wasn't 2 weeks. Foreshadowing. I said, "Now you didn't terminate the fiber either." I said, "Y'all going to terminate that, right?" "Yeah, we're going to terminate that." I said, "Okay. So I'll order the switches. I'll order the access points. I'll order the G-BICs. All that will be in by Monday." Okay. I get back to my office. I get a call. "Hey, can you terminate the fiber?" I said, "You just told me you were going to terminate the fiber." "Well, we tried, but we can't."
"We tried?"
"Yeah, we tried. We can't."
Okay.
Now, when we were there, he told me either my guy would do it or we have another guy that can do it. And he said, I said, "Well, you told me either you or your guy was going to do it." "Yeah, we tried. We can't do it."
So I have to stop you and ask, even though you said this is Company A, so I know a B is coming, but is Company A someone you've worked with before?
No, the contractor recommended them.
Oh. Oh. Wow. And you let that happen?
Yeah. Huh? I never heard. I mean, I'm like, whatever. I mean, if he wants to run it, he can run it. When I went and met with him, he seems to be fine. So now we can terminate fiber, but my partner does it. One of my partners does that. And he was literally leaving to go on vacation for 2 weeks. And I said, "No, we can't do it because one, we got to order some tips and he's leaving anyway. So we can try and help you find somebody else, but we can't do it." Anyway, Company A used to work for another company. I'll call them Company B. He called his old boss and said, can you terminate this fiber for us? He said, yes, I can terminate the fiber. So I think it's now 2 weeks later. I go back out there. And I know I'm forgetting stuff that's ridiculous.
Even more ridiculous?
Okay, no, well, it gets worse. Okay, this is on a Wednesday, 2 weeks later, on a Wednesday. He says, okay, we're moving. Oh, he sends me an email. Are we still good to move on Friday? I called him, what are you talking about? You never even told me when you were going to move. Oh, I thought I told you. No, you didn't. You didn't tell me you're moving. I said, I already have stuff scheduled. I said, let me see what I can do. I said, I can probably go have the switches mounted, the access points mounted, and he wants to move Friday morning. I said, I can have two guys go get the servers and move the servers and move the watch guard. I said, but y'all are going to have to move all your computers. Oh, we were going to move computers anyway. I said, fine. I said, so I'll swing by in a little bit, show my guy where to mount those switches and the access points. So we go out there. Fiber's not terminated. Nothing is labeled. 120-something drops. Nothing's labeled. And the fiber's not terminated. I asked the project manager. I said, how are you moving in 2 days? When is this stuff going to get done? Oh, the guy doing Company B is doing fiber termination tomorrow. And Company A is coming to label everything tomorrow too. I said, okay, so you're telling me when my guys get here Friday morning, the fiber will be terminated and connected and everything's going to be labeled? Yes. I said, okay. I said, so, and to be clear, Friday morning, is your ISP moving? Yes, they're going to have it up between 8 and 10 at the new building. I said, okay. I said, are they changing your IP? Because remember, I asked them, when you talk to your ISP,
right,
I want to know if they're changing IP or keeping the IP. It's okay. He said, oh, no, they said they're going to keep it. I said, really? Are you sure? Because normally they change it when you're moving this far across town.
Well, no, yeah, because it's new service, basically.
Well, they said they're moving their service because of the contract.
Cable companies say they move all the time. Yeah.
He said, oh, no, they said we're going to keep everything the same. I said, did you ask specifically about the IP address? Because you might be keeping the same level of service, but I asked you to find out about specifically the IP address. Oh, no, he said they're keeping it. Okay, so they're going to keep you between 8 and 10 Friday morning. They're going to have you up. So if my guys go at 9 o'clock to your old office, grab the servers, move the watch guard, we'll go to the new building, we'll connect the watch guard, we'll connect the servers, and you'll be good to go. You just have to move your own stuff. Okay. Do you think this would happen?
Do I think this? I know.
Wouldn't that be a nice story?
We wouldn't be halfway through, would we?
So, switches were mounted, access points are mounted all Wednesday afternoon. GBICs are in for them to plug their stuff in. Oh, also, Wednesday, when I go over there. It was 2 weeks before on the July 3rd call.
Okay.
When I'm checking it, I said, remember that this room where the server was going to go? Yeah. That's where the servers are going. I said, this is where the servers are going? I said, where's my AC vent? Oh. I said, where's my power outlets? Oh. Where's my data jacks? They didn't do anything in that room. And he said, the product manager says, oh, well, the contract, let me get the contractor. He's downstairs. Good. Go get your contractor. He comes up and says, yeah, we can't do that now. I said, why not? Oh, everything's all closed up and run. We can't do it now. I said, you know you're supposed to do this, right? I'm talking to the product manager and the contractor. He says, yeah, I remember now you say it. Yeah. Good job. Good job. So I talked to the project manager. I said, whose office do you want to put the server in? He said, what do you mean? Two servers. What do you mean? I said, they can't go in here. Whose office are you going to put them in? Or what room are you going to put them in? Oh, they can't go anywhere else. I said, no, they have to go somewhere else. They can't go in here. There's no power, data, or AC vent. So they found a room that was, it was going to be like a copy room or file room, but it's got two big windows in it. And just outside the window is a huge oak tree. I said, wait,
that'll provide,
you want to put it, you want to put it in here?
It'll provide shade from the sun.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I said, okay, so let's just picture this. You have the server screen on the shelf next to a window. You have a storm. A branch falls off the tree and breaks the window. Now you've got an open window in a storm, and it's like your servers are out in the rain. Oh. The contractor says, well, we'll build it and block it off. Whatever. I mean, if that's what you want to do with it, just know I'm not recommending that. I don't want the server in here with the window. Okay, anyway, so that's where the servers went. Did they build the little thing to block the window? No, they didn't. So whatever. I hope that it'll get rained on. Anyway, so it's, I send my guys out there, 9 a.m. Walk in.
On Friday.
On the Friday. Move day. Yay. They walk in, and everybody's just working. They're just working like a normal day. And we go to the contact, not the product manager, but the girl who, the office manager. And he says, we're here for the servers. Oh, okay. She goes, we didn't tell anybody we were moving. We didn't want them to be distracted by the move. So nobody knows we're moving. What? Nobody knows you're moving.
Is this a real company? Is this like the Truman Show or something?
So what do you mean nobody knows you're moving? I said, well, we can tell them now that you're here. Now, I was told the movers were moving Thursday afternoon. That didn't happen. So now she's going to tell everybody that they're moving to shut down. Whatever you're doing, save it, shut down your computer. So if these people are working on something, too bad. Shut it down. We're moving. Nobody knew. They got to wait around. Anyway, they grab the servers, they grab their watch guard, and they bring it to the new building. They get to the new building. Nothing's labeled. It was supposed to be labeled the day before.
Come on, you knew that was going to happen.
120 something drops, and it's just blank faceplates.
Well, aren't you glad you got that tool that I recommended for you?
Yeah, but the tool. Okay, well, I have my reasons for not using the tool. Well, another guy had the tool somewhere else.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, well, there's a whole reason I don't even want to. Well, I'm against that. So nothing's labeled. So I'm like, okay, nothing's labeled. So I called the product manager. I said, why is nothing labeled? Oh, it's not labeled? I said, are you at the new building? Yeah. Just look at any jack in there. Do you see it labeled? Oh, no, but I don't know what that means. So look at the plate. If it's labeled, you would see a label. I said, nothing's labeled. And to make it worse, I told my guys, look, I said, just figure out where the servers are plugged in. Get the servers plugged in. Oh, and the ISP wasn't there either.
Of course not.
Of course not. So he got it wrong. The ISP was not supposed to. It's not supposed to be working between 8 and 10. They were supposed to arrive between 8 and 10 to start the process of getting them up. And of course, between 8 and 10 means we'll be there around 10. Mm-hmm. So they get there, they put the servers in, they find out what drops the servers are and plug the servers in. I had one guy leave. So the guy that was left, he got the access points up. He figured out where the servers were plugged in, and he had to wait around for the ISP to finish. And of course, they changed the IP address. Of course.
Of course.
But nothing's labeled, and they can't. The cables. I'm trying to think the best way to say this. Okay, wait. Anyway, then Company B comes back out. The guy terminated the fiber. And. Oh my God, this is one of the funniest parts. Okay, while my guy is waiting for the ISP to get the internet up, he's walking around trying to figure out where the access point cables go. Now, there's three access points downstairs and one upstairs. Okay. Now, just a wild guess. Do you think that the three access points downstairs would go to the downstairs switch or patch panel, and the one upstairs would go to the upstairs patch panel?
That sounds logical. So obviously we must be doing bizarro world here.
The three of them went upstairs. There's three access points downstairs. Three went upstairs and one went downstairs.
Okay, yeah. Bizarro world.
Yeah. And it's because they said the way the building was run, the building was built, they couldn't get some things, so they had to go whichever one they could get it. But none of this is labeled. So now you don't know, just because the jack is downstairs doesn't mean that it's terminated in the downstairs patch panel. It could very well be upstairs. So you have no idea what's going where. So while he's trying to figure this out, the workers are starting to arrive at the new building. And the project manager asked my guy, he said, look, here's a map of the floor plan with people's names written in it. When people come in, can you direct them what office to go to? He's like, what? He said, I don't know these people. I talked to him on the phone. He said, but I'm here doing, trying to get the access. I'm not here for that. And he says, well, the thing is, I'm supposed to know who they are, but I don't either. So it looks bad for me if I ask them their name, but it's okay for you to ask them their name. He's like, wait, are you serious? He says, no, I'm not doing that. I'm here doing what I'm doing. I only had 2 hours allocated, and I've already been here for longer, and I'll be here for 2 more hours. I'm trying to get this done. I like that one. Could you tell people where to go? So anyway, then Company B comes in, trim at the fiber, just to check, to make sure it's going okay. Well, it's not going okay. So since nothing's labeled, he asked my guy, can you label everything? And my guy calls me. I said, yeah, tell him we can label everything, but not today. Because we have stuff scheduled. We're doing him a favor by pushing back jobs that were scheduled just to get the servers moved. If he wants us to tone out and label 120-some drops, that's going to be next week at the earliest. So since we couldn't do it, he asked the guy from Company B when he shows up, hey, while you're here, can you label all these drops? And the guy's like, what? I'm just making sure the fiber line works for y'all. Which, I mean, while you're here, do a job that's going to take 2 people all day. Mm-hmm. But apparently he has some time. So he starts trying to do it. Or he starts trying to figure out at least where the computers are that are moving in. He's trying to figure out where those go to hook the computers up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have so many questions, but keep going, please.
And this guy has a fluke. Company B, he's got a real nice fluke.
All right.
So he's over there trying to do stuff. And my guy left. He got the internet up. He got the access points up, and he left.
All right.
Because he had a job. So we got all our stuff done.
Yep.
Servers are accessible. I updated the WatchGuard. I updated the DNS address because we use a DNS name for all the VPN connections. Mm-hmm. And so anyway. So then the guy from Company B emails me Friday, or he calls Friday evening, and he says, hey, I've been over here all day trying to get these computers hooked up, and most of the cables are failing. So he sends me the report, his DSP, you know, his Fluke report. Almost every cable is failing. Noise, open pins, or just flat out completely, even just connecting the computer doesn't work at all. Sometimes you connect it and it drops and it has drop packets, but a lot of them don't even work.
Nice.
I'm like, okay. So I emailed the product manager and the office manager. And I said, look, here's what he's telling me. I said, I haven't confirmed it, but I have no reason to not believe him. You're going to have a lot of issues when you get over there on Monday. I said, because if you have the issues he's saying, some computers won't connect. You're going to have drop-offs, lockups. If the phones are going to have poor quality, if they even have a connection at all, you're going to have a lot of issues Monday morning when y'all get there. And if we're seeing this just testing with no computers generating traffic, when you get all the computers, and have more traffic, you're going to see more issues. So I emailed Nat Friday night. I also emailed the office manager with a screenshot of the WatchGuard Momo VPN client that they use. And I said, look, for people who are connecting remotely, who have this a screenshot, and I put the old IP in it, and I highlighted it in the email. I said, if this is what it looks like when they open the mobile VPN, it is wrong. It will not work. Please let all your remote users know that it should look like this. And I put in the right DNS name, and I send it to her, right? You're thinking that she would give this to her people. So they ignore the message about, which one? Oh, she replied, okay, about the one about all the problems Monday.
Right.
Okay. Like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll deal with them.
Yeah, she emails me Saturday, and she says, hey, I tried to connect Friday night remotely and today, and I can't connect. Do you know why? And almost replied, I have a suspicion. But what I did was I replied saying, did you see my previous email? And I copied and pasted it in there. Oh, no, ha ha. I'm like, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, okay. So you didn't pay attention to that. So I stopped by on Saturday. I was out bebopping around town as I do. And I stopped by.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm bebopping. Bebopping to the Beautiful Boys of Company B, right?
So I stopped over there just to see. I expect them all moving, right? Because they said they want to be up Monday morning. They want to be business as usual Monday morning, which is no way it's going to happen. But I stopped by. None of the workers are there. None of the people who work for the company are there moving like you think they would be, right? There's just contractors. They're still painting stuff. They must have hired people to bring desks. They're putting desks together. And in what was supposed to be the conference room, it's like 3 or 4 desks. And I'm thinking, this is the conference room. We ran one jack, which has one voice and 2 data, in this huge room because it was a conference room. They've got desks running. They got desks everywhere, and they've got network cables run to a switch they put in that looks like garbage.
Who is they?
Who's they who?
That put in a switch.
I guess the project manager had it at his office.
Who was bringing in a switch that wasn't you?
Yeah, I guess the project manager had it because he put it in, and that's how they got all those computers.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, Monday morning rolls around, and I'm thinking there's going to be a call soon. And of course, there is a call. The first call I get is no one can print to their big main domain printer. So I call the girl back, and I said, I imagine it's not connected. Well, can you come connect it? I said, no. So I sent her a copy of the email I sent to office manager and the product manager saying that I said, how do you want to handle this? You paid this company $20,000 to run these cables. Test them, label them, and then it's run, but they're failing and it's not labeled. I said, I need to know how you want to proceed. I told her they've had not gotten back to me. I don't know if they want to come out there and do that, but my guess is it's not connected. She said, okay, well, I said, you need to call our product manager. She says, we've tried reaching, we can't reach him. He's not returning our calls, but he won't enter his phone. Great. I said, what about the office manager? She's not helpful either. And you could tell she was upset.
Right.
Because she said, nothing here is working. Nothing. Okay. Well, that's not surprising. Then the office manager emails me, hey, do you know why QuickBooks keeps disconnecting? And I replied, yes. And I see below, and I copied and pasted the email about all the problems we're going to have Monday morning. So no one can find the product manager. They're having tons of connection problems. She says, oh, well, this person was connected Friday, but now they can't connect. I'm like, yeah, most of the cables are bad. So now project manager finally replies to an email saying, oh, company B said they're going to come out, test and label everything. So I call that guy from company B. And I said, okay, he said, you're going to go out there and test and re-terminate as needed and label everything. Is that true? Well, that's not what I told him.
Of course.
I said, of course not. He said, I'm going to try and get tested and labeled the stuff that they need right now. He said, if they want the rest of it done, I have to schedule that too. Just like you, I have stuff scheduled. So I called back the product manager. I said, he's not doing the whole thing. He's doing what you need right now. And then I called back to office manager because now the main printer doesn't work. Her printer doesn't work. She can't connect to QuickBooks and her staff can't connect to anything. And she goes, and this desk doesn't have a Wi-Fi connection. They were using a hardwire before. And I said, wait, what? I said, is this one of those computers in the conference room? She goes, yeah. Well, she goes, it was never supposed to be a conference room. I said, the product manager told me it was a conference room. And she goes, yeah, we don't know why he said that because that was never going to be a conference room. I said, okay, so that's wrong. Everything this product manager told us, he's a nice guy, but everything he told us was wrong, everything. He didn't get one thing right. I said, well, he said it was a product, a conference room. She said, well, it's not. So they had to go buy a bunch of access points, USB Wi-Fi adapters to get stuff connected. Because apparently the cables, the Wi-Fi access points were on were good. So anybody on Wi-Fi seemed to be fine. All the hardwired connections, most of them were bad.
Oh, so they got four cables correct.
At least. Wow. Well, enough to where they can work. Yeah. I don't know if they might still have noise, but they're working. And we got good coverage. I mean, but everything that I tried to email them, they all ignored. Nothing we were told is right. And the thing is, I tried to make notes about some of the stuff. What? Anyway, company A calls back and said, oh, we're going to come on site and label everything. Oh, and they said, oh, we did label it. I said, so they gave my guy some map. It might as well have been a coded treasure map. You can't read any of it. It doesn't make any sense. My guy said, it took me about an hour to find one cable. And once I figured out his code, I found the second cable based on how I found the first cable. I'm like, okay. I told product manager, told company A and company B, because company A said they can come out and label it, but company B said they could label it too. I told all of them, I said, look, when you label this stuff, I want a user. And I said, you, product manager, you should be able to look at that wall jack and know what to plug in. I want a non-computer person to look at that wall jack, and I want to say, like, D12, meaning downstairs port 12 patch panel. I don't want you to have any questions about what to plug in. It should be obvious. He labeled it like 1 through 120 something. He labeled them 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm like, I don't know where is one upstairs or downstairs? I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. He just went the order he ran them, but that doesn't map to anything. So I want to plug in 4. Well, when did you run that? Well, I ran the 4th cable. Does it go upstairs or downstairs? It's completely ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like you're supposed to be the Nicolas Cage in National Treasure, and you're supposed to understand the maps left by the Freemasons to find the treasure.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes sense, right? I mean, because usually a user is going to want to plug something in. I don't want to go on site to plug in a cable.
Right.
And if they tell me it says, oh, this says you, be upstairs, past, maybe UB4. Okay, that means upstairs.
UB40?
Yeah, patch panel B, port 40. That's what that means. At least I can walk them through it. But if it says 47, I don't know what 47 means.
Wasn't UB40 a band?
So as of right now, they still can't print anywhere. Most of them still can't connect.
So the Monday, was it last Monday or today Monday when they were supposed to come back out and label and
They were supposed to label last Thursday. Then they told us today they're going to come label. They didn't tell us when.
Oh, well.
So I told the product manager, I said, look, he's not managing. I said, you can't have company A and B come label. You need to have company A or B label.
Yeah, but between the two of them, they might get it right.
But they might also be labeled in different ways. And be honest, I have more faith in company B than I do company A.
True.
Because he actually did turn with the fiber, and he has a nice little fluke that he can test off with.
Right. I think that you should ask him to label something UB40. Just to...
Well, we have a 48-port patch. One of them was a 48-port switch, and it is upstairs, mm-hmm. and I could label one of them B, patch panel A and B.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think UB40 should be in there somewhere.
Well, actually, it has to be, right? Because if I tell them, if it starts with U or D, upstairs, downstairs, there's two patch panels, A and B, port 40, and the second and patch panel B upstairs will be UB40.
UB, okay, there we go. And have,
take a picture of that
and
one.
Have red wine as the on hold music.
I'll take a picture of that one once it's labeled, and if they label it that way. But the product manager, he just, nothing was right. It's still
okay.
And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to. And look, the thing is, the company B testing all this stuff. He says some of the stuff, if the line is bad itself, you can't rerun these lines. They have to tear down walls mm-hmm. and ceilings to get and run the cable. So these cables are bad. If it's not just the ends, they're gonna have problems. Oh, company B did tell me that he did look behind the patch, and the patch panels they used, I don't like. I like the patch panels where you can get the keystone jacks and just insert them.
Right.
That's not what they used.
They used the punch downs.
Yeah, but you gotta get, if you swing that open and something's delicate, the pin could come right out. I don't like those kind. I like it just the keystone jacks.
But they're cheaper.
Yeah. So he told me he was looking at the cables behind the patch panels, and somebody stripped off like 2 inches.
Of the sheath?
Of the sheath, and they were actually unraveled.
Nice.
Which, of course, is generating a bunch of noise and mm-hmm. noise. Can't do that. So he said behind the patch panel, it's a mess.
And they probably didn't use, you know, shielded cable anyway.
So, I mean, I don't know why somebody would have to rip off that much sheath. I mean, of course, as you all know, maybe people don't do cabling. If the keystone jack, you shouldn't have anything beyond the keystone jack. You just pull off enough to unravel the wires, and even in the jack, they shouldn't be unraveled.
Well, in the jacks that are today, I mean, even the quick jacks, you know, where you can have the cable actually, even if you do unsheath that much, you can push the cables through enough to get to where the sheath is to cover it up and then cut off all the excess cable.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's a waste, but. You know, the
so which jack? What kind of? I'm not sure. What kind of connectors are you talking about? Let me see if I can show you what I'm talking about.
I'm thinking. So most people would see those in like the easy RJ45 jacks, where if they're making their own patch cables, that's where you see it most. But there are easy jacks that can go into patch panels that work pretty much the same way. Panduit makes some like that, where you actually. They're insertable jacks that go into a patch panel, but you can run the cables completely through so that the sheathing comes into the jack when you clamp it down.
Hmm. I don't know if I use that. I just sent you a link to something similar to what we use.
So, okay, you've got the Leventon quick port connect, yeah, but it's still a punch down.
Yeah, it's a punch down.
So... some of the jacks, and I don't have a picture because I order them from a place where you can actually do, they're not a true punch down. You can separate out the pins and then you literally snap on the back of the connector for the jack.
I've never seen those. I've always done the punch down stuff.
Yeah. We'll have to do a show on that at some point. And, as a matter of fact, you know what? We've hit the hour mark and my head hurts. So can we take a break and do another show?
Okay. Yeah. And I tried to make notes for these stories because this has been going on since March. And some of the stuff he's told me and some of the stuff he's done, I probably blocked it out blocked it out because it was so ridiculous. And a lot of it was stuff like, can you tell my users where to go when they get here?
Well, here you can see, these are notes that I made while you were talking of questions that I have. Oh. Because my, you know, I have questions of, if people were being told Friday morning, stop working, we're moving. Who was, I mean, were they packing up their stuff the rest of the day and bringing it over, or did they have to take it home, or were the movers coming? I mean, there's so many questions.
Oh, well, yeah. So when we get there, the office manager says, y'all are here to move the servers and the computers?
Did they say it out loud so that people could hear?
Yeah. We said, no, we told the product manager we were moving the servers. And she goes, oh, well, he told me y'all were moving the computers too. I said, well, no. Yesterday, we confirmed with him that we're moving servers only. So why he told you that, I don't know. We don't have time to move all the computers. So even that, we're moving servers and WatchGuard, he gets wrong.
Of course.
And it was conveyed that we're moving everything. No, yep. We're not moving everything. Everything was wrong. Again, even the small minutia was wrong and not communicated properly.
So I've got a customer that's taken about that long too. They're moving in August 31st when they were supposed to move in March is when they thought they were going to move.
Yeah. Well, these guys thought they were going to move in March too.
And now I actually do get to quote them because we are moving their computers.
Yeah. I don't mind moving computers, but I need some notice.
Well, yeah. And we got good notice. So I've got all that squared away. I actually just went out last week and so this is a customer. So I told a story a couple of weeks ago of Freedom Voice crediting my customer back. Well, this is that customer that we actually took the phones out there. We got Comcast installed for them, thinking that they were going to be moving in June. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And then they thought July. Didn't happen. And so they've got Comcast service out there. So they wanted the Wi-Fi to work. So I've actually gone out there, set up, we ordered their firewall, got that set up, installed one of the three switches that we're putting in for them and one access point so that they have Wi-Fi for while they're over there. Because what's happening is people are going over there and they've got workers trying to do stuff out of the warehouse and they just need, you know, Wi-Fi so they can get their email and stuff. So that's, I did that, but I mean, they've got cubicles. I know we said we were going to end, but I guess we're going long. So they ordered new cubicles that they didn't talk to the electrician about connecting them to power. And the cable company that went in there did all of the cable jacks along the walls. And so when I went in and saw the cubicles, I said, well, so how are you getting the cables from the wall over to where the computers are in these four sets of cubicles? And are you going to, they're like, oh, well, can't we just run a cable underneath? I said, no. So now they're going to come back and the cable company is going to talk to the cubicle company about getting the data inserts and they're going to run patch cables from the wall through the cubicles and terminate into the data inserts.
So these aren't the cubicles where they go up to the ceiling? Because a lot of times out the middle of nowhere, they'll have a post that comes down.
No, because they're all along the wall. They're quads, but they're along the walls. The room is actually quite, I'm not going to say quite narrow, but they're quads. So it's only two and two. So it's not that it's far. I mean, they could have run patch cables through the cubicles and have them come out, but that looked stupid and the customer didn't want it looking that way. So they wanted the inserts. I'm like, well, you should have told both the cubicle company and the cable company that that's what you wanted, but that's what they're doing. So,
I forgot to mention there is a water leak where the servers are. I was told today there's a water leak in that room, not on the servers, but in the room.
Okay. Well,
yeah, all right, that's good. I mean, I've said you got a few feet away. I mean, luckily the servers weren't sitting on that part of the room. But again, when you have an exterior wall, you might have a problem.
Yeah. All right, so here's what we'll do. We're going to take a break. And for us, it'll be a few minutes. But for others, it'll probably be a few days because I don't think I'll be able to edit all of this tonight. So we'll take a break and get some refreshing water or hot tea, and we will continue on with story time with Matt Rainey. Thank you all for listening, and come join us for part two. Holla.